God guides us through the rapids of change.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Joe Stoll. Joe writes, I was enjoying the start of my first whitewater rafting experience until I heard the roar of the rapids up ahead. My emotions were flooded with feelings of uncertainty, fear, and insecurity at the same time. Riding through the white water was a first-rate white-knuckle experience. And then suddenly, it was over. The guide in the back of the raft had navigated us through. I was safe, at least until the next set of rapids. Joe continues, transitions in our lives can be like whitewater experiences. The inevitable leaps from one season of life to the next, college to career, changing jobs, living with parents to living alone or with a spouse, career to retirement, youth to old age, all are marked by uncertainty and insecurity. In one of the most significant transitions recorded in Old Testament history, Solomon assumed the throne from his father David. I'm sure he was filled with uncertainty about the future. His father's advice? Be strong and courageous, and do the work, for the Lord God, my God, is with you. We'll have our fair share of tough transitions in life, but with God in our raft, we're not alone. Keeping our eyes on the one who is navigating the rapids brings joy and security. He's taken lots of others through before.
Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verses 9 through 20. And you, my son Solomon, acknowledge the God of your father and serve him with wholehearted devotion and with a willing mind, for the Lord searches every heart and understands every desire and every thought. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever. Consider now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house as the sanctuary. Be strong and do the work. Then David gave his son Solomon the plans for the portico of the temple, its buildings, its storerooms, its upper parts, its inner rooms, and the place of atonement. He gave him the plans of all that the Spirit had put in his mind for the courts of the temple of the Lord and all the surrounding rooms, for the treasuries of the temple of God and for the treasuries for the dedicated things. All this, David said, I have in writing as a result of the Lord's hand on me, and he enabled me to understand all the details of the plan. David also said to Solomon, his son, Be strong and courageous and do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you until all the work for the service of the temple of the Lord is finished. That's today's scripture reading from 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verses 9 through 20.
Lord, we can't always avoid the rapids in life, but help us remember you're always there. May we rest in your love and faithfulness to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.